Welcome, everyone. Continue with Pel Yoitz, Ois Aleph, share number 65, Emuna. Emuna is a mitzvah tmidius, or mitayag mitzvahs. It's a constant mitzvah, and it's one of the 613 mitzvahs, which we have to be working on a regular basis. V'hinei, gam mitzvahs elu lehamin v'mitzius Hashem, to believe in the existence of Hashem. Ulehamin b'ashka chosoy. Haim mi minyan tayag mitzvahs. They are of the minyan of tayag mitzvahs. Vehaim mitzvahs tediriyos. And it's a regular mitzvah that takes place every single day, every single moment that can be fulfilled. Shiyoch lekaim lechol eis v'chorega al dei zechiru levad. Just by standing there online and waiting at the grocery store, and you're thinking, look at this, there are five people with wagons full to the top in front of me. What am I going to do now? You know what you're going to do now? You are fulfilling mitzvah d'oraisa, mitayag mitzvahs, lehamin b'akodesh baruch hu. And think to yourself, think it over. This is the time to use what's called think. And now in this generation, they tell you, don't think. They say they just tell you, elevate, just elevate. Right, just do things. They don't encourage it in the Goyish Welt, that is. We over here, we are encouraging, think. Use that opportunity. You're taking a walk. Whatever you're doing, you can fulfill this mitzvah tediris. The Pel Yoitz ends off the topic of Emunah, and he suggests, say the following tefillah, topic, reminder, once in a while, he says. What is this? It's appropriate to remember verbally. And don't forget it in your heart. A person should say the following. Once in a while, say the following. Malach HaYitzri, you tell your Yetzirah, leave me alone. Stop bothering me. Because what does a Yetzirah do? We don't realize this. But the Yetzirah constantly, every single second of the day, is attacking us to weaken our emunah in Hashem. And we have to know this. And why is he doing this? Because if we weaken our emunah, if the foundation becomes corroded, everything else falls down and corrupts, and it's gone. It's like the building that has a lousy foundation, the Rachmon al-Islam. A tree that the roots are not strong, boom, comes tumbling down. Omar Yoimer Ha'eved, Ha'Yisraeli, Malach Ha'Yitzri, Tomid Tir Defeni, the Yetzar is constantly chasing me. Yigur Hashem B'cha Satan, Ki Ani Yehudi Ben Yehudi, this is what we should tell ourselves. I'm a Yid, the son of a Yid, V'ani Maimin Be'amuna Shalema B'mitzius Hashem L'negdi Somit. And I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. That Hashem is here right in front of me right now. And every single detail. Now you see why I have to say this on a regular basis. Because when that person annoys you and bothers you, and if he even cheats on you financially, you have to realize, wait a second, cool down, calm down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Not that person, not any other person. If Hashem wants it to happen, it's going to happen. You know, I never heard anybody, any story. If you did, please let me know. I could probably put money down this that you didn't either. That whenever a person won a lottery of millions and millions of dollars or any amount, they never complained about anything. Well, why is it that person who sold it to me in this way and that way? Right? Who's complaining when they win the lottery? Now, what, you did anything? It's pure shkacha pratis. Right? Pure shkacha pratis. This works both ways. It's all Yad Hashem. And that's what he's telling us. We have to remind ourselves. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays and gives reward for any good action, machshava, thought, dibur, speech, v'oynish ra'u v'mar, al kol duhu, Dvara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also punishes whatever a person does incorrectly. Therefore, it's appropriate for me to do the following, to go in the ways of Hashem. Make sure I do the mitzvahs, essay. Make sure I don't violate the mitzvahs, essay. Until I elevate myself, that my actions should be appropriate, my thoughts should be appropriate, my speech should be appropriate, and everything else as well. And nothing should be incorrect in my behavior. We want to strive for perfection. That's our goal. Strive. We want to make sure that my emuna is not weak. We have to mechazak ourselves. Kepam bepam, he says. Kezois hachayit in liboy. We are zoichet to be alive. Everyone who is listening to the shir, by the way, it's great. You know why? Because you're alive. Hachayit in liboy. So pay attention and put this into practice. V'yasmid b'machshav toi v'yamik bo la'orcho l'roch bo leches b'shvil ha'emuna. And go in the path of emuna. V'hayu yodov emuna. And your actions, not just in thought, but your actions should also be in business and everything you do with emuna. Person follows in this approach, says the Peleoids, you merit Olam Haba. This is your ticket to Olam Haba. Strengthen your emuna, and everything else will follow suit. And then the Iker is to bring Nachas Ruach Lovinu Shabbat Shemayim.